This is TWiT.
Know that this product works not just with Philips Hue lights, but can work within your HomeKit setup as well to control lots of things. I am the biggest fan of the Philips Hue motion sensor. The Philips Hue motion sensor is a tiny, tiny little device that you can put up anywhere. You can see that this person is putting theirs in their spice cabinet. And it detects motion better than any other motion detector that I've used or played with. It also has a built-in ambient light sensor, and it also has a built-in temperature sensor. That was something that wasn't originally available when the Philips Hue Motion first launched, but they have since made available. It's kind of like a hidden thing that nobody knew about. But yeah, it's got a temperature sensor built in as well. So this is kind of a multi-sensor device that you can add to your home to do all sorts of things. I'm going to describe where I use mine. So the Philips Hue motion sensor was created for transitional spaces. You can think of transitional spaces like your garage, or maybe the area between your garage and your main house, a hallway, a staircase, one of these spaces where you're not hanging out, you're just moving between two areas. I have a Philips Hue motion sensor set up in my hallway. And anytime I walk down the hallway on one side or the other, it detects my motion, turns on the hallway light, and that way I can see where I'm going. It happens instantly. That means that no one, even people who don't live at my house, who maybe have like come to visit for the first time, their brains don't even get a chance to go, oh, I need to turn on the hallway light switch, because that's how quick the motion sensor is. It turns on the light, and then while it's detecting motion, it keeps the light on. And then after there's no motion detected, it, for I think it's like 5 seconds, then it dims and then it shuts off. What's better is you can also set it up to, depending on what time, do different types of lighting. So after a certain hour at night, it will actually come on at a very dim, dim, dim light in the hallway, meaning that it's not going to, you know, wake up a partner or rouse the dogs too much. I mean, they're probably going to wake up, but rouse the dogs too much, or blast your eyes whenever you're just trying to, you know, get up to use the restroom or get a drink of water or something like that. It just turns on at that lower brightness and then turns off again. Now, they have since improved, they being Philips Hue, has since improved the possibilities for the motion sensor via the Hue Labs. And so you don't just have to use it for transitional spaces. There are ways now to set it so that only at certain times, or only when certain conditions are met, will it actually trigger via the motion. The reason that I love this product so much is because of its responsiveness. Again, not only can it be like pitch black and it still senses my motion somehow by some miracle, but it, oh God, there's that gif of me. But it also works instantly and immediately. I've never, ever, 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 ever had a delay of this device. Every time I walk down my hallway, it turns on if it's supposed to and turns off whenever I leave, and it does it instantly. And that's what you want from a motion sensor, because again, right there on my wall in the hallway is a switch to turn on and off the hallway light. And so if someone comes, I don't have to say, oh, hey, please don't touch that switch. It has to stay on. I need it to stay on. I don't have to worry about that, because before their brain even goes to the switch, the light's already turned on. And the last thing that I'll say about it before we sort of discuss things is that with that light sensor built in, it also means that during the day, if there's enough light in the hallway, which you set the, you know, the lumen value or the lux value, it will not turn on the hallway light if it knows that there's enough light for you to see by. So it's just like a brilliant product. They thought of everything with it, and its responsiveness makes it so worthwhile. And now that it's added HomeKit possibilities, you can also use it to trigger all sorts of other things as well. So you pair that really good responsive connection with any of your smart home gadgets in your home, if you've got the proper setup, and suddenly it's working instantly, it's working reliably, and it really just makes your smart home do the work for you, as opposed to you having to do the work.
Yeah, there's a few things, I mean, that you point out that are just really some of the pain points. That turning on and off the switch, like, that's a pain point for anyone who lives with someone who prefers the switch. Because then once they adjust it, like you said, then, you know, it's not going to work. So just getting there before they can get to the switch, that's key. I like how it mounts on the wall, but like you don't have to, you know, it doesn't have anything to do with electricity. You don't have to set up anything. You just put it up.
And it even mounts on a pivot. So like it's like a ball magnet. And so you can move it around. You can angle it however you want. And so mine is, I keep looking up because I can see the hallway from here. It mounts up and in the corner of my hallway. And I just have it angled down a little bit so that it faces down and sees me. Or sees whomever. Yeah, so there you can see it screws in, the thing screws into the wall. That's the magnet part. And then there's sort of a ball shape on the back of the motion sensor. And so it magnets to that, and then you can adjust it however you need to. And again, I've even found, even if it was facing just straight out as opposed to angling it, it would still capture motion. It works. So I'm genuinely a little flabbergasted sometimes because you'd think like this tiny little, not too expensive device would just be sort of a throwaway add-on to the home, but it genuinely is one of my favorite products that I have in my house.
And how much is this around?
Oh, golly. I think when I got it, it was $30, but it might be, maybe they've noticed how... Okay, $40 right now on Hughes' site.
Okay.
I think I got it for a deal on Amazon. but yeah, it looks like it's about $40. You can get it for $10 off sometimes, which is how much I got it for. But I have to say, if you've got a Philips Hue setup or even just you've got to have the bridge. Mm-hmm. So as long as you've got the bridge, for $40, I think it's well worth it if you are, you know, trying to make your smart home work for you as opposed to you controlling your smart home. If you want it to just do its thing and you don't have to think about anything, then I think it's well worth the $40 price.